Okay. And one of the most basic questions in the machloket between religious Zionism and the Haredim is, what is the ideal lifestyle? Is the ideal lifestyle learning Torah full-time? Or is it merging, combining Torah va'avodah? And obviously we're not talking about what should an 18-year-old or 19-year-old do. For an 18, 19, 20-year-old to learn full-time in yeshiva is a fantastic thing. I myself learned, forgot to count, 7, 8 full-time years in yeshiva. But the question is, what to do in the long run? And everybody knows, if you ask a Haredi, they will tell you that their source is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was famous for living in a cave with his son for 13 years. And they lived just off of carobs and a miraculous spring. And they Haredim will tell you that that's the ideal. This machloket really goes back about 1800, 1900 years, and is found in Masechet Brachot, where there is a machloket, where Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai does say that the ideal is just to learn Torah, but Rabbi Yishmael disagrees, and he says that Torah v'avodah is the ideal. And let's see it inside. Source number one, the Gemara Masechet Brachot, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Bet, teaches as follows. Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa Rami, he asked the following question. There's a pasuk in Hosea which says, V'lakachti digani be'ito. I will take away the grain in its time. Hashem will take it away. On the other hand, Uchtiv, it says in Dvarim, V'asafta diganecha. Hashem will give us grain. So, when's it talking about? Answers the Gemara, Lo kashya. Kam bezman sheYisrael osin ritzono shel makom. Kam bezman sheEin Yisrael osin ritzono shel makom. When we do the mitzvot, Hashem will give us grain. When we don't do the mitzvot, He will take away the grain. Okay, not too complicated. And in fact, this is what we say every day. Vayaim shamoa tishmuel mitzvotai. If we do the mitzvot, Hashem will give us grain. But notice, I made a mistake. I mistranslated. V'asafta diganecha is not that God will give us grain. What is v'asafta diganecha? And you will gather the grain. And that is a significant difference. Because the Gemara continues, Tanu Rabbanan, v'asafta diganecha, this limud that we just heard from the name of Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, who says that the ideal is to gather your grain, this is found in the Tanaim. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael, who learns out, V'asafta diganecha, you will gather your grain. Ma talmud lomar? What is this coming to teach us? In other words, you always ask yourself, what should the Torah have written? Like I mistranslated a minute ago. The Torah should have written, you will have grain. God will give you grain. You will be satiated. You will have what to eat, right? Who cares about gathering the grain? Rabbi Yishmael says, it's very significant. Why? Because lefi she'ne'emar lo yamush sefer ha-Torah hazeh mipicha, the words of this Torah shall not leave your lips. How does it continue? Vagita bo yomam v'layla, you shall learn Torah all day and all night. Yechol dvarim kichtavan, is this meant to be taken literally? To learn all day and all night? Talmud lomar v'asafta diganecha. That's why the Torah tells us, no. Haneg b'hen minhag derech eretz. You should act according to the laws of nature. Just like goyim work for a living, so too you shall gather the grain. And that is the ideal lifestyle. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael believes in the ideology of Torah v'avodah. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai omer, he disagrees. Here is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the famous caveman, who is going to say it's an ideal to be only learning Torah. Efshar adam choresh b'shat charisha, v'zorea b'shat zriya, v'kotzer b'shat ksira, v'dash b'shat disha, v'zore b'shat urach, Torah matei aleha. Right? If man is going to work, like the goyim, and if you plant in the planting system, season, and you thresh in the threshing season, and you plow in the plowing season, Torah matei aleha, what's going to be with learning Torah? Ella, bizman shi Yisrael osin ritzono shel makom, when Israel does the will of God, milachtam na'aset al yidei acherim. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says the ideal is that the goyim should do the work for us. As it says in Yeshayahu, ve'amdu zarim ve'ra'u tzonchem, and the Gentiles, they will get up and they will shepherd your flock. And the Gentiles, they will be your farmers. They will work in your vineyards. Says Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, that nevuah of Yeshayahu is talking about in Yimot HaMashiach, that is the ideal world. Ubizman she'en Yisrael osin ritzono shel makom, milachtam na'aset al yidei atzman, she'ne'emar ve'asavta diganecha. But if we don't do the mitzvot, then we will have to work for a living. Work, says Rabbi Shimon, is not a bracha, but it's b'di'eved if we don't do the mitzvot. V'lo od, ele she'melechet acherim na'aset al yadam. Not only if we sin will we have to work, but we will serve the Gentiles. Not only will the Gentiles not serve us, says Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, that's the ideal, but if we don't do the mitzvot, we will serve the Gentiles. Shene'emar ve'avarta et oyvecha. We will work for the Gentile, for our enemies. Okay, so we have a machloket. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says, like the Charedim, that the ideal lifestyle is just to learn Torah. And Rabbi Yishmael says that no, that the ideal lifestyle is Torah v'avodah. That is the job of the Tanaim. Now come the Amoraim, and they, what is the job of the Amoraim? They decide the halakha. Because we have two opinions, we have conflicting opinions in the Tanaim. We saw the first opinion, Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, also holds, like Rabbi Yishmael, that ve'asavta deganecha, gathering the grain, is an ideal. So we have one Amora who holds like Rabbi Yishmael. But let's see the other Amoraim. Amar Abaye, you see, five lines from the bottom. Amar Abaye, harbe asu k'Rabbi Yishmael ve'alta bi'adan. Abaye says that if we compare the two approaches, Rabbi Yishmael is a lot more practical. Because those who do like Rabbi Yishmael and don't rely on the miracle, they make a living. On the other hand, there are those who try and rely on miracles, and the miracles don't come. Everybody knows the famous saying, God helps those who help themselves. Or in Hebrew, in sumchin al hanis, right? So that's the opinion of Rabbi of Abaye, who says that Rabbi Yishmael is more practical. Amarlu Rava l'Rabbanan. Rava said to Rabbanan, "Bimetuta minaychu. I ask of you, Rabbanan, biyomei Nisan uviyomei Tishrei lo titchazu kamai. During the month of Nisan and during the month of Tishrei." Do not come before me. Don't come to yeshiva. Ki heichi dilo titardu bimzunaychu kula shata. I want you to work 2 months a year so that the other 10 months you'll be able to concentrate on your yeshiva studies. By the way, notice he's not talking to young yeshiva boys. He's talking to the Rabbanan, to the rabbis. Now, this, maybe it sounds familiar. You people know what's called Bein Hazmanim? In the yeshiva world, vacation that guys don't learn in yeshiva during Nisan and Tishrei, this is where it comes from. Where they used to work in agriculture during these 2 months. 2 months of Avodah, 10 months of Torah. So we see here that Rava also agrees that Torah va'avodah is the proper lifestyle. It's just a question of how to mix the two. Okay? Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Bar Rabbi Ilai. Bo urei shelo ki dorot arishonim, dorot achronim. Things ain't like they used to be. Things were good in the good old days. Dorot arishonim in the olden days asu toratan keva umlachtan arai. People worked the minimum, and their main point was their learning Torah. Zo vezo nitkaima biyadan. And they succeeded in both. Right? I don't know if he's talking about the time of Shlomo HaMelech or when, but he's saying that even when people did not work so much, most of the time they learned Torah, but they succeeded also in Torah, and also Hashem blessed their avodah. Dorot achronim, but today, she'asu melachtan keva v'torah tanarai, most people, their primary preoccupation is their work. And learning Torah is arai. That is secondary. Zo vezo lo nit kaima biadan. Today, people aren't making a living so well, even though they're working more than they used to. In other words, if they would put Torah as their primary source, function, preoccupation, Hashem would bless their avodah. By the way, the Meiri says, it's not talking about how much time to dedicate to this. Because obviously, I hope all of you, Bezrat Hashem, will marry husbands who will work a good 8-hour day. And if you're working an 8-hour day, there is no way that you can learn Torah 8 hours a day. The Meiri says, it's not talking about how many hours you do on Torah and how many hours you do on Avodah. The main point is what is primary and what is secondary, right? If a person learns 3-4 hours a day, that's already doing good, right? And Bikitsur, here also, Rabba Bar Bar Chana is telling us that who is right? He also goes like Rabbi Ishmael. Rabbi Ishmael actually has 4 Amoraim, that's 100%, all hold like Rabbi Ishmael. Now that's interesting, because Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Ishmael, they have a conflict. I would think, you know, that's just like it's 50-50 in the Tanaim, it should be 50-50 in the Amoraim. We see no. We see that the opinion of Torah ve'avodah is a lot more accepted. And in fact, it's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, that is the more accepted opinion. That the first opinion, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, says like Rabbi Ishmael, V'asafta deganecha, gathering grain is an ideal. And then we saw Abaye, who says that if you don't work for a living, that's like relying on miracles, you're not going to succeed. Then Rava says, Torah v'avodah should be 10 months and 2 months. And then Rabbi Bar Bar Chana says Torah v'avodah should be primary and secondary. But they all agree of one form or another of Torah v'avodah. And the question is, why are all of the Amoraim not bringing down the ideal of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai of learning Torah all day? Okay, hold on to that question. And let's look in the Chatam Sofer, source number 3. The Chatam Sofer writes, Masechet Sukkah Daf Lamed Vav. Miri, I think we mentioned this once at the beginning of the year, before the others joined. The Chatam Sofer writes as follows, regarding this machloket, Nireh laniyud da'ati, Rabbi Ishmael Nami lo amar mikra v'asafta diganecha. Even Rabbi Ishmael, who believes in the ideal of gathering the grain of Torah v'avodah, ela be'eretz Yisrael. But he says that Torah v'avodah is just in Eretz Yisrael. V'rov Yisrael shruin, where the land is in the hands of a Jewish majority. Shavodah bekarka gufa mitzvah, mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Because working the land, when you work in Eretz Yisrael, you are doing a mitzvah. Just like there's a mitzvah to put on tefillin, there is a mitzvah to work in the land of Israel. And that is why Torah v'avodah is an ideal in Eretz Yisrael. What do you mean, an ideal? Chevra, even if you are billionaires, I bless you that you should be billionaires, and you don't have to work for a living. The Chatam Sofer is going to tell us, in Eretz Yisrael, you don't work for money. You work because there is an ideal to settle the land of Eretz Yisrael. Ulotzi perotei kedoshim, and to produce the holy fruit of Eretz Yisrael, right? The fruit of Eretz Yisrael is holy. That's why it's chayav and trumot, the masrot, and 58 agricultural mitzvot. This is the ideal of Rabbi Ishmael, that there is an ideal, if you do the mitzvot, there's an ideal to gather the grain. Chevra, here you have a nice Dvar Torah for Shavuot, just in time. Uboaz zore gorin asorim alayla. Anybody remember, where did Boaz meet Ruth? You remember? Right. He owns the fields, and she comes to gather in the fields. So, and it's at night. The Chatam Sofer is making a very interesting diuk. Chazal tell us in the Gemara that Boaz is Ivtzan. He is the head of the Sanhedrin. So if Boaz, why doesn't he work in the fields during the day? Because he's busy. He's the head of the Sanhedrin. So during the day, he's in the Sanhedrin. So he works in the field at night, even though in those days they didn't have projectors, or it's hard to understand how they worked at night, maybe when the moon was full. But the Chatam Sofer is pointing out something very interesting. Chevra, if Boaz is very wealthy, how do I know he's very wealthy? Just like Leah pointed out, he owns all the fields. So if Boaz is wealthy, he's not working for a living. So why in the world is he working in the fields at night? I would think that the head of the Sanhedrin, the Gadol Ador, I would think that if he's busy in the Sanhedrin during the day, he'll be learning Torah at night. Chatam Sofer says, why is Boaz working in the fields at night? Mishum mitzvah. Because it's a mitzvah. And you're right, he did not have time to work during the day because he was in the Sanhedrin. But even though he doesn't need to work for a living, he's a millionaire, he doesn't need the money, nevertheless, he works in the fields at night. Why? Because in the fields of Eretz Yisrael, working is a mitzvah. Chevra, here is the punchline. Take out your highlighters. You have a yellow highlighter? Just like in the good old days, in the Midrasha. V'cheilu tomar, lo aniach tfilin mitnei shani osek b'torah. Just like a person cannot say, I am busy learning Torah, I'm not going to put on tefillin. Right? You're not allowed to say that. Right? Your fathers, even if they learn Torah a lot, they close the Gemara and they put on tefillin. Because putting on tefillin is also an obligation every day. Hachinami, so too, lo yomar lo esov tiganim ibnei esek haTorah. You're not allowed to say, I'm not going to work in the land of Israel because I'm busy learning. Says the Rachatam Sofer, Torah is an obligation. Avodah in Eretz Yisrael is an obligation. And just like you have to, even if you're a millionaire and you don't need the money, you have to work for a living. Just like you close your Gemara to put on tefillin. Ve'efshar afilu sharei umanuyot sheyesh behem yishuv ha'olam hakol bichlal mitzvah. And not just agriculture. Agriculture is a hidur mitzvah. You'll know there are different levels, right? There's a hidur mitzvah, there's yotze, there's bedieved, there's lechatkila. The best, as the Chatam Sofer wrote beforehand, is to work with the fruit, the holy fruit of Eretz Yisrael. That way, not only are you settling the land, you're also taking off Trumot Masorot. You know what? I'll even let you on a secret. In my backyard, I have about 15 fruit trees. And that is what I do. on Yom Shishi, on Fridays, I settle the land of Israel. Even though I don't do it for a living, and I could buy fruit in the makolet, I work the land, like Rabbi Ishmael says, just like Boaz did, because it's a mitzvah. But even if you're going to work in high tech, I don't imagine any of you are going to be farmers, but say you want to work as a nurse, a doctor, high tech, engineer, whatever it is, chevra, in Eretz Yisrael, when you put in an 8-hour workday, that is 8 hours of mitzvah, 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 mitzvah. Because Torah ve'avodah in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah. And he continues, this is the Chatam Sofer Masechet Sukkah Daf Lamed Vav. And he continues, Aval kisha'anu mefuzarim ba'avonoteinu arabim beinu molta olam. But when we are in exile, spread out among the Gentiles, v'chol shemar be'ah olam yishuv mosif avodat Hashem churban. Here, the Chatam Sofer is paraphrasing the Chovot al Vavot. Anybody ever hear that? That the more you invest in your physical life, it's at the expense of your spirituality. Anybody ever hear that? It's a paraphrase from the Chovot al Vavot. The Chatam Sofer says, hey, but we just said, Boaz worked the land of Israel. Explains the Chatam Sofer, that is in Galut. That's only in Chutz Laretz. Where Rabbi Ishmael would agree, would admit to Rabbi Shum Bar Yochai. Val ze anu somchim al Rabnu Rai b'matnit imesof kiddushin, meiniach ani et kolam aniyot sheba'olam, ve'enim lamed bni ele Torah. Hainu b'chutz la'aretz v'kanal. Chevra, if anybody ever heard of the people, the approach in Lakewood, or I have cousins in Borough Park or Williamsburg, I just mentioned in the previous year, where they say that learning Torah is the ideal, and that Avodah is Bitul Torah, that is true in Chutz La'aretz. Because there, the secular is secular. But in Eretz Yisrael, where the secular is a mitzvah, where it's a mitzvah to work in high tech, it's a mitzvah to serve in the army, it's a mitzvah to plant a tree, it's a mitzvah to sweep the floor. Here, Torah v'avodah is the ideal. And even the physical is spiritual. And that's why there's no problem in Eretz Yisrael. We don't degrade the physical. As a matter of fact, the Talmud Yerushalmi says that a person should enjoy life. The Talmud Yerushalmi, which was written in Eretz Yisrael, says that when a person gets up to Shamayim, God is going to ask you, did you have pleasure from every tree, from every creation that I created? That is the approach of the Talmud Yerushalmi. Why? Because in Eretz Yisrael, the physical is also holy, and they don't conflict. It's a life of harmony. Torah va'avodah. Anyway, again, the Charedim are still living today, even if they live in Bnei Brak or in Mea She'arim, they follow the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. But the question is, why did we see that four Amoraim disagree with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? And they are in Eretz Yisrael, where the Chatam Sofer says in Eretz Yisrael, you have to live Torah ve'avodah. Chevra, before we answer that question, we're going to sharpen the question. You ever hear that one, that in the Beit Midrash, you answer a question with a question? Let us look together in source number 5. The Talmud Bavli, Masechet Nedarim Mem Tet Amud Bet, tells us the following two stories, two anecdotes. Rabbi Yehuda Karazi LeBeit Midrasha, when Rabbi Yehuda went to the Beit Midrash, Shakil Gulfa Al Kitfei, Rabbi Yehuda took a big barrel and schlepped it on his shoulder, and apparently the student said, Rabbi, let us help you. It's not mechubad, it's not covered for a great rabbi to schlep things in the street like a janitor. And he said, no. Gedola melacha shemechabedet et be'aleha. I want to schlep. Because to work, honest work, gives honor to he who does it. Have you ever heard of the Protestant work ethic? They took it from the Jews. Yaakov Avinu, when he was working for Lavan, right? He slept out with the sheep in the winter, and he worked hard, and that is the way of the Torah. As a matter of fact, the Mishnah Masechet Brachot says that if you're being paid by the hour, if you're being paid by a boss, you should say Kriyat Shema up in a tree. If you were picking apples, you should not. Take the boss's time, come down, say Kriyat Shema, and climb back up. What right do you have to be machmir at the account of your boss? Today, we're not knowing that way. Today we have the Histadrut. We have labor unions where every worker has a right to a 10-minute break where he can daven and eat lunch, etc. But Bikitsur, Rabbi Yehuda says that working is something honorable. Okay, so I guess he would be in favor of Torah v'Avodah. But continues the Gemara, Chevra, again, you got your highlighters out? Take off the cap again. Rabbi Shimon also, Shakil Tzana al Katfei, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai took a big basket on his shoulder, and apparently the same thing. Student said to him, Rabbi, let us schlep it for you. And Rabbi Shimon said, no. Gidola melacha shemechabedet et ba'alea. Great is work that gives honor to he who does it. What's the problem? This is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Didn't Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in Masechet Brachot that we saw at the beginning, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says working is a curse. Here in Masechet Nedarim, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is saying working is honorable. That's a question. Do you all see that?
Where was he at the time?
Where was he? It doesn't.
What was he doing there?
It says that he was on his way to the Beit Midrash, and he was schlepping.
Maybe it was a mitzvah.
It doesn't give details, but he says, doing melacha is a mitzvah. Ah, so you're saying maybe it was in Eretz Yisrael. In fact, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai did live in Eretz Yisrael. Oh, so that would be like the Chatam Sofer. Ba'ai. The problem is, the Chatam Sofer says that in the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is in Eretz Yisrael, and in Masechet Brachot says that working is Bitul Torah. And here all of a sudden he says it's an ideal. Good attempt, though. You get an E for effort. Another question. Source number 6. The Gemara Masechet Menachot, Daf Tzadi Tet Amud Bet, tells us about what is the obligation to learn Torah. And they brings the pasuk that we saw in Yehoshua, that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai brings in source number 1 in Masechet Brachot, where it says, what does it mean, lo yamush sefer ha-Torah zemipicha, you should learn vagita bo yomam v'layla? Amar Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, afilu lo kara adam ele kriyat shma shacharit varvit, kiem lo yamush. You don't have to learn all day and all night, according to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. It's enough to say kriyat shma. All right, Kriyat Shema is from the Torah, right? As you say Kriyat Shema, I have in mind also that you're also learning Torah. And that way you have learned Torah in the day. You say Kriyat Shema at night, you have learned Torah at night. So you've learned day and night. Girls, this is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Didn't he say in Masechet Brachot that Vagita bo yomam v'layla is meant to be taken literally? You're supposed to learn all day and learn all night. Do you all see the contradiction? You got the contradiction? Right? Again, beforehand, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said you're supposed to learn all day and all night, learn Torah. Here, the same Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is telling us it's enough to learn Kriyat Shema in the morning, Kriyat Shema at night. You've learned day and night, and that's what the pasuk means. V'davar ze asur lomro bifnei amei ha'aretz. But he adds, you shouldn't reveal this secret to the ignoramuses, because otherwise they won't learn Torah. They'll say, oh, check, I said Kriyat Shema in the morning, I said Kriyat Shema at night, I don't have to learn Torah at all. Chevra, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai contradicts his opinion in Masechet Brachot, also what we saw in Masechet Nedarim, also in Masechet Menachot. What's going on? The answer is in Masechet Shabbat, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Bet. In the famous case of the caveman, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, how did Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai get into the cave? Do you remember we discussed this before Lag BaOmer? What?
I have a question.
Sure.
Is he considering saying Kriyat Shema like learning Torah?
Correct. You have to have in mind that you're doing two mitzvot.
And that's just enough for the day, he's saying?
Right? That's the minimum. He's saying it's not good. You really should learn more. But the main point regarding our issue is that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is contradicting himself. By the way,
I don't say that's a contradiction. He's just saying that's the minimum.
Okay, theoretically, maybe that could be the case. But the question is, how is he explaining Vagita Bayomam Valaila? Vagita Bayom Valaila is it meant to be taken literally, like he says in Masechet Brachot? Or is it meant to be taken a little in the day and a little in the night? Do you see that? That's a pretty big difference. All day and all night, that's one explanation. A little in the day and a little at night, that's a totally different explanation. Right? He's contradicting himself. Chevra, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was a student of Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was part of the Bar Kochva rebellion. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai spoke against the Romans, and the Romans heard about it, and that is why he had to run away, and he hid in the cave. But let's see the story of the cave inside. This is Masechet Shabbat Lamed Gimel Amud Bet. Let's read it from Paragraph Gimel. We're running out of time. Paragraph Gimel. Etvu Tresar Shana B'Marta. He and his son, sat and learned Torah in the cave for 12 months. Ata Eliyahu v'kama pitcha. Eliyahu Navi, or some kind of batkol. It's hard to know in Midrashim what to take literally. A voice came out and said, Man lo de lebar yochai demit kesar ubatil gezerte. Who will tell Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai that the Caesar has died and his death penalty on Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is over? Right? There is a pardoning for anyone who the Caesar sentenced to death. In other words, you can come out. Okay, nafku. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his son leave the cave. Chevra, I'm sure you've heard the story before, but follow inside because the details here are very significant. Chazu inshi de kakarvi vizari. They saw that people were plowing and planting. Amar minichin chaye olam v'oskim b'chaye sha'a. How could they leave the Torah, the eternal life, and deal with plowing and planting physical life? That's bitul Torah. Again, girls, this is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who says that working is bitul Torah, that we saw in Masechet Brachot. Kol makom shenot nimeneh miyad nisraf. They were so angry at those who were working in the physical world, they looked at the plow, it went up in flames. They looked at the field, it went up in flames. Yatzta bat kol ve'amra lehem. A voice came out of heaven. Lachriv olami yatzatem? What, you left the cave in order to destroy my world? Chizru l'maratchem, go back to the cave. Who needs you? Girls, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's approach of belittling the physical world. Do you think that God makes mistakes when he created the world? Hashem is perfect. He doesn't make mistakes. If you don't like the world, go back to the cave. Hashem tells you to go back to the cave. You go back to the cave. They went back to the cave. Hadur Azul. Aitvu Tresar Yarche Shata. They spent another 12 months learning. Amri Mishpat Rishayim began Om Shnei Masar Chodesh. He said, even if our punishment was to go to hell, even hell is only 12 months. In other words, 12 months are past. Let us leave. Yatzta bat kol and said, okay, you can leave. However, we're running out of time, so we'll just do this orally now. Okay, so they leave the cave. Everything that Rabbi Eliezer looks at goes up in flames. But Rabbi Shimon, the father, heals everything that Rabbi Shimon, that his son, that Rabbi Eliezer, burnt. And he says to his son, it's enough for the world, for you and me. And then they see an old man running with two hadassim, ben ashmashot. And they ask him, what are you doing? And the old man says, I'm running with these hadassim, lichvod Shabbat. He wants to smell them on Shabbat. Rabbi Shimon turns to his son, and he says, you learn the lesson from this man? What's the lesson? The physical and the spiritual do not contradict. They are meant to harmonize. Why is it talking about an old man? He has one foot in this world and one foot in the world to come. And it's talking about Bein HaShmashot, where he has one foot in the secular week and one foot is into Shabbat. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai originally thought that the physical and the spiritual contradict. And comes the old man and teaches them, no, the spiritual and the physical don't contradict. And they come out, and now the Stei Chemed explains the contradiction. Chevra, what was the contradiction? In Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Masechet Brachot, he said work is Bitul Torah. And Vakita Boyomam Valayla is literally all day and all night. On the other hand, in Masechet Nedarim, he says that work is honorable. What happened? Masechet Brachot was before the story of the cave. Masechet Nedarim was after the story of the cave, where Hashem taught him a lesson that the physical and the spiritual don't contradict. The same thing with source number 6. In Masechet Menachot, why does Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai say that you can rely on understanding the Pasuk Vagita Boyom Velayla say Kriyat Shema in the morning and a little at night? And that contradicts what he said in Masechet Brachot. Answers the Stei Chemed. Again, Masechet Menachot was after the story of the cave. In other words, going back, why do all four Amoraim in Masechet Brachot hold like Rabbi Ishmael and not like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? Anybody catch? Why? Because even Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai doesn't hold like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai changed his mind and he became an Ish Torah V'Avodah. How am I 100% positive? Girls, jump to, with this we finish, the end of source 10. Whenever you learn Medrash, you should learn all of the parallel additions. Here the tells the story, same story about the cave, Rabbi Shimon, 13 years in the cave. And it says that when Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai leaves the cave, Asa itliz umachar bazol. He opened up a butcher shop and he sold for cheap prices. This is Kohelet Rabbah, Parsha Yud. In other words, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai finished off his life as a butcher, as a Ish Torah V'Avodah, accepting the opinion of Rabbi Ishmael. So if anybody ever tells you, I believe that the ideal is to learn Torah all day, well, if he's living in Chutz La'aretz, maybe. But if he's living in Eretz Yisrael, where Torah V'Avodah is an ideal, ask him, where do you get that from? He'll say, like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Ask him, which Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? Before the cave or after the cave? Because even Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai does not hold that learning Torah all day is the ideal anymore. That Torah ve'avodah ve'asafta diganecha in Eretz Yisrael, where the physical is not bad, adorabed spiritual, it's a mitzvah. Any questions?